I'm Dick Wall. I'm 79 years of age. I'm with Dennis Murphy, who's the president of the Callahan Society.
I'm Dennis Murphy. I'm 54 years old, and I'm here with Dick Wall. So, Dick, we're both graduates of St. Ignatius, and, you know, I'd just like to hear kind of your story of, you know, when you graduated from SI and, you know, what you did after you graduated.
When I graduated from St. Ignatius in 1952, we were under the Korean law draft, which meant that you could be deferred from serving in the military if you were engaged in a college education. And as a result, I took ROTC at the University of San Francisco for 2 years and then completed that at Stanford while attending law school. Upon graduation from law school, I was doing research on capital punishment when I received my orders to report to Fort Lee, Virginia in May of 1959. I served in the U.S. Army in the Transportation Corps until May of 1961.
Now, Dick, when you were at SI, was military service something that people talked about? What was it like around the campus related to military service?
Everybody seemed to have adjusted to military service because we all, but primarily we were all facing what was called a draft, which would put us into the Army if we didn't do something else.
And, you know, interesting. So I graduated from SI in 1977, so 25 years after you. And when you think about the era that I went through SI, it was a time that we were a nation not at war. And it's just interesting how as time passes, you can lose perspective and the value of service.
Well, you went to the academy upon graduation from St. Ignatius in 77. What was that like, going to the 4 years of Annapolis?
As far as I knew, you know, they raced the Annapolis 500 race car. I didn't know where Annapolis was, and I went there sight unseen. And I think not knowing anything, I think that really helped me more than a lot of people that went there that maybe were forced because they had a parent that went.
It wasn't as big a cultural shock.
Oh, it was a culture shock from the standpoint of also being around, you know, so many accomplished athletes, academics, leaders. But I, you know, ended up continuing with a full career of service and spent 24 years in the Navy. Was captain of a nuclear submarine and a squadron commodore of six submarines under my command. And I really felt that St. Ignatius prepared me for service. And, you know, it's a service is a calling. I just never, while I was a student, never really thought of or made the connection.
Well, they certainly have that today. All students have a requirement at St. Ignatius College Prep to do service. And one of the motivations behind our establishing the Admiral Callahan Society was to expose service to God, our country, and those who are interested, tell them the story of Admiral Daniel Callahan, who was a graduate of St. Ignatius High School. He then followed the same career path you did. He went to the Naval Academy, graduated in 1911, and went on active duty until World War II came about, when he was serving while on active duty as the naval aide to Franklin D. Roosevelt, the president.
So, Dick, you're the real inspiration and driver behind the creation of the Callahan Society at St. Ignatius. Where'd you get that from?
I had heard his name and did some research and found out that he had died at Guadalcanal, but had been awarded the Medal of Honor, which is, as we all know, the highest honor that can be given to a person in the military. Then I realized that there were 96 graduates from St. Ignatius who died during World War II. And if you looked around, they weren't much different in ages than the seniors in St. Ignatius today.
You know, when I heard about that or read about the Callahan legacy, you know, to me, my immediate reaction was, you know, never again will a student go through that school without knowing the story and legacy of Daniel Callahan. And so one of the aspects of it is a annual essay contest for the students.
Yeah. We had 45 students who submitted an essay on their view of service to God or country and how it should be impacting their lives and others. And I hope that students, who all of whom are at SI, who have learned, are there to be leaders, we have an obligation to promote our country and support it in as many different ways as it is.